You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morning in the whānau, you're on the BFM Breakfast Show. We have got Liam and Stella from Spec Zine in the studio. Kia ora koutoua, how are you both this morning?
Kia ora, good. I'm doing good. You're doing a bit stressed.
I could be better to be honest, but...
Got the radio nerves a little bit.
Oh man, I had a dream that this guy called Kevin, who had like a Jimmy Neutron gelled back, slicked hairstyle, said I was there late and it was 4 p.m. So I'm glad your name is not Kevin.
No, it's not. And I'm glad my hair is not cartoon boy styles as well this morning.
It's the best, yeah.
But I understand the feeling, and I'm welcome to the studio. I'm glad we can make it less stressful for you.
Thank you.
Spec is a beautiful, incredible zine that's full of wonderful comic work. Liam, tell us a wee bit about it. As the editor of this project, what's the kaupapa behind Spec? Why has it exist in the world? What was the idea for bringing this together?
Essentially, it was just kind of a mixture of two different things, the kind of like more selfless reason of really not seeing much of a comics community in Tamaki Makaurau specifically, as well as the entirety of Aotearoa. The small one that did exist was very sort of circulated around, at least from my view, kind of like older folks who had been in the industry for a while and had already been in this since the 80s when it was like maybe a bit easier to do things.
So I guess looking for the new vanguard of comics.
Yeah, not to be like, oh, it's only for the youths, but it's like a space for pretty much everyone to place their work in print with as few barriers to entry or picking it up as possible.
Awesome.
And then also, selfish reason, I wanted to meet more artists in Tamaki Makaurau because
that's
I'm a nerd.
Best, yeah, the best reason to make anything, really, especially when it comes to zines or music or something like that, is meet some people who have the same shared interest as you. Stella, how did you get involved with Spec? What was your sort of entry into the world of Spec Zine?
Yeah. So both Liam and I, we did writing for Debate. The Debate is the AUT student mag. And so he was writing for that. I was also writing on the side. And, you know, he had the Spec issue one release. And I was like, oh, this is great. Going to support you. Kept going with the Spec issue two release. And I was like, damn, you're doing this by yourself. Really? Do you need some help, mate? And then by three, he was like, you know, I mean, I really need someone else. Just, you know, giving it a little vent. And I was like, you know, I'm right here. I could
help you out with that.
I could just step right into that, you know, right-hand man role.
You got to do it. It's good to have your mates around you when you're trying to create something new. This is issue three, as you just mentioned, Stella. So you've put a few out already. This is pretty jam-packed, though, I have to say. How many artists have contributed to this one, Liam?
So in this one, we have about 25, 26 if we count Stella's cover art and the ads that they did at the front.
Yeah, fantastic.
Which I think is the most that we've had yet, as well as 60 pages. So it's kind of like really starting to just see how far we can push the staples.
For people who aren't necessarily familiar, I'm sure most BFM listeners are, but there's always the off chance someone's tuned in and they've never heard of a zine before. Mm. What are we even talking about here? What's a zine, Stella?
Yeah. So a magazine is the large version of a zine. So a zine is usually a tiny little, you know, comfortable, portable format of that. And our version is focused on art, on comics, and really a place that is inclusive towards everyone with the power of social media.
Nice.
Everyone across the country, we're keeping it local, is able to submit their art to our zine. And now we have 60 pages full of comic-y goodness.
Comedy and comic-y goodness.
Oh,
yeah, totally.
It has to be, right?
There is quite the range in here, actually, looking at that. There are a lot of comedy comics. There's also some political satire. I've seen some illustrations of the National Party in the middle here as well. You've also got some quite sort of beautiful esoteric kind of what's life all about type comics going on in here. Did you set any type of parameter for people, or was it just a cast the fishing net as wide as you could?
I mean, the name Spec kind of comes from my love of speculative fiction, so kind of like sci-fi and fantasy. And the general vibe that I've always kind of encouraged is a mixture between those sorts of like speculative fiction vibes with sort of like more punk counterculture type things. But it's a really specific way to pigeonhole it. So I was kind of like, just put in whatever you want. And that's been really interesting because it's really shown me directly what the young artists of Aotearoa are really making. So like you pointed out, there's a lot of people who are kind of just doing very kind of like venti type, almost existential comics. We've got a few of those in there and the past couple of issues, while it's also having the occasional little like horrific rat beast in there.
yeah, there's some pretty special characters that seem to be reappearing throughout these issues. Have you got repeat comics now? Have you had people send in multiple ones across the last couple of issues?
Yeah, there's a couple standouts. And with our social media, we have our own kind of characters. Liam goes under a comic-y version of Liam.
With all my facial figures taken out and I'm just a stick figure who just glasses and the lion's mane hair that I have.
Nice. Your defining characteristics.
Their lack of like facial features is just like it makes it perfect, and it's also a great kind of opportunity to, you know, pick jokes at. And then I have my like alien character.
Nice.
With a fashionable turtleneck, Dodo Frenzy, like the bird. And it's been pretty cool. Like, I do a bit of everything with photography and doing art at AUT, sculpture, but having an opportunity to do kind of comics, but in the form of social media promotion for our comic and for the release party that we had before, has been a opportunity that I didn't think would really, you know, I'd really be getting onto as often.
Yeah.
And I've been able to kind of hone in on that. And with our black and white monochrome, you know, theme, it's given me a lot of opportunity to explore the most out of the, you know, black and white.
Yeah.
And all the shades in between, yeah.
It's awesome. I love it. It's got really traditional zine language of Xeroxed black and white print image and nicely stapled down the middle, but also it is chunky. You've got a lot of artists in here and a lot of really beautiful mahi. Where do people get themselves a copy of Spec if they're listening and they're like, I want to see this. I want this in my life.
So at the moment, the most reliable place you can go to is speccomicsnz.com. It would have been nice if I could have done speccomics.co.nz, but Squarespace didn't allow that. So we make do. So that's kind of the most reliable place. But we're also currently working with stockists around the Motuso Indie Book Record and comic stores to get them in physical places.
Cool.
And other than that, we're currently kind of organizing market stalls, hopefully Zine Fest type little spaces that we can just do it in real life.
Yeah. Maybe more gigs, things like that. But basically, if they're a cool shop, they'll probably have Spec.
Hopefully. Nice. That's a really good thing. And where do people find you guys online, Stella?
Well, that is Spec Comics on Instagram. Pretty simple, thankfully, not compared to the website, which has a few extra letters. but yeah, it will just be Spec Comics on Instagram. And everything is black and white on our page. It has the Spec logo, so it should be pretty easy to find.
Awesome.
It has all the information on who we are, what kind of comics we like, and also spotlights previous comics and previous issues. So if you're thinking about submitting or buying, just having a little wander on our page, a little stalk, then you can see what we're all about.
And
awesome.
That is Spec with a K, so S-P-E-C-K. Comics.
Just a little spec.
A very awesome spec. Thank you both for coming in, Liam and Stella, and speaking with us about Spec this morning. That sentence is quite hard to say fast, but we really appreciate it. I would recommend people go check this out. We will put a link to all of those spots in the podcast, and we will see you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.